This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be
Tony. Oh.
He responded.
He knows. You're the true star of this podcast.
You are.
Little Tonya.
I'm just in dog heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Between Mango and my work dog, Tony.
Your work son.
Good life, good life, good life.
Your nephew.
Life. He is. I need to talk about what I shared with you a little earlier.
Ooh, yeah.
So
there's Real Housewives drama afoot.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Robitch drama.
What happened, gay?
Well, the tea is Best of Bravo, one of those fucking Bravo account queens of Bravo.
Okay, honestly, I have to say that having some time away from the drama of the Best of Bravo thing, I'm a little bit upset with how I handled that situation.
Me too.
I feel bad about it. I don't feel good about the way I handled it. And I think...
maybe we should message her.
Honestly, as like two women just trying to do our hustle, yeah. I was like, guess what? There's room enough for everyone. And there could have been a way to like do it where it both... where it like behooved both of us and made both of our lives better rather than like trying to snatch someone's wig.
Yeah.
Even though I do feel like there
I
was
mean,
a...
I think we probably were maybe took it a little too like... prickly.
I came in hot,
you
but
came
in
hot.
I wanted to start drama that day and I did it.
But also this person seemed a little shady too, but I think maybe
in the future
we
I
can
would
reach out or just be like, hey, there's no bad blood. Like clearly it's a quote that's on a reality show that like millions of people say.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's really NBD at the end of the day.
But you know what?
There's tons more merch ideas.
Honestly,
brewing,
love and light to Best of Bravo. Like, clearly, this person's done a good job doing whatever she does. So,
yeah.
Good for
her. She has all those followers for a reason. So, it's whatever at the end of the day. But I was like, I don't love that for me.
But I didn't go that hard, but I definitely was like bitchier than I usually am.
I dropped bombs and I tagged. But you know what? I would do it differently if I had to do it over again.
I would have come from more of a place of lull. Like, let's laugh about this. But either way.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of these like Bravo accounts released like some new footage.
The tea.
They released the footage. I guess it's either a preview of this week's episode or something that we didn't see from last week's. And I think it's a preview of this coming, still taking place at Garcelle's birthday. Kyle's fucking blottoed, like shit face to the god.
Yeah.
And she's still with Sutton and Dayana, who I had to unfollow on social media. She's
Sninjus or whatever.
Sninjulu.
What is that? I know that that's like her middle name or something.
I couldn't handle her anymore. But she and Sutton are still having a fight, and Kyle's like kind of moderating it in quotes.
Making it worse.
And Sutton's like, well, Diana, I understand that you're in a lot of pain right now. I have lost two babies to miscarriages in my life, so I understand your pain. And then Kyle goes, what? What? You've never said that. And she's like, what? And she's like, you've never told me you've had miscarriages? You've never said that. And Sutton's sort of like, well, yes, it's kind of a private thing, and I haven't really shared it with everyone, but like, I have. And then Kyle is in complete disbelief. She's slurring her words. She sounds a little like old Ms. Lady of the Bluestone Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And she also grabs Sutton's arm really hard and like pinches her to a degree where Sutton, of course, has like marks. Because mm-hmm. Sutton like is...
I think you could like flick her and she would bruise, but...
She's pretty Princess
Still,
McGee.
It's not okay.
No, and she grabs her.
Can't grab people.
Yeah, and Diana, of course, is like... She's like, darling, I don't care. Like that kind of thing. And then... So that's one strike against Kyle. And then there's another clip where apparently at Garcelle's party, Erica told her younger son, who's like one of the twins, to shut the fuck up and fuck off or something. And he was sort of like half laughing, half like almost crying, which I would if I was 14, to Garcelle being like, she told me to fuck off. And Garcelle obviously is not okay with that. So she's going to go confront Erica.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, we're in like some parlor room. And it's, you know, the Fantastic Four, Dorit, PK, Kyle, and Mauricio. And they're all just laughing about Erica cussing off a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And Mauricio's like, I think it's great that she did it. Shows how loose and fun she is now. And Kyle's like, in the last, you know, 10 plus years that I've known her, like, I have never seen her this loose and just living herself. And I was like, what?
Blackout alcoholism to Kyle is like just living your best life.
And Dorit's like, I give her a pass, honestly. I mean, of course, it wasn't my child, so that would be a different story. But because it's not, and she's sort of letting loose and being fun, then I think she should say that.
So Kyle's in the hot seat.
Ms. Richards is getting canceled today.
Which you said I think is good for her.
She needed a little humility. She needed to be brought back down to the stratosphere. She'd been riding high too long in April, and it was time to shoot her down in May.
But you know Kyle is probably...
flipping out.
Crying.
Well, I'm sorry, Kyle. I think it was really inappropriate how drunk she got at Garcelle's event.
I agree.
It's one thing to, like... have the girls over to your house and, like, show your pussy to Faye Resnick and, like, hump the floor in front of your girlies. But, like, to go to a person's event that you don't even know that well, who it's, like, it's her big night. It's all about Garcelle, mm-hmm. Garcelle's birthday party. Then to just, like, commandeer the dance floor, rub your... gunt. Like, be showing off, doing the splits and like doing backward somersaults and like grabbing people and slurring all over the place. It's like, get your shit together.
I mean, Garcelle at one point was like, Kyle's being a lot right now.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's like, know when it's time for the spotlight to shine on someone else.
Well, also, like, I don't think Kyle is, like, an alcoholic, but, like, she's made such a big stink about Kim making scenes and, like, being wasted. It's like, miss?
She had one too many margaritas.
Yeah, old Kathy Sr. is probably not proud of you right now.
Yeah, she was shit-tanked.
But it's just, she's kind of a hypocrite.
Yeah, but that's always the best. That's the best kind of conflict, I think, on these shows is like hypocrisy.
But if anyone is going to, Garcelle is, you know, I wouldn't want to piss her off because she'll come down on you with like some truth.
I need to see the way that EJ truth Global bombs. Said, fuck off.
Oh, fuck you. I don't know. I'm assuming.
I think it's a. You have a lot of balls to tell, like, someone else's kid whose party that you're at to, like, fuck off.
A child.
Like, an 18-year-old, I get it. Or, like, an annoying college student. But, yeah, like, a teenager. It's a little bit mean.
And it's his mom's birthday? Like, that's...
Your coworker.
Beyond rude. Yeah, your coworker slash, like... Anyway, it's just Kyle. But Kyle accusing Sutton of lying about having miscarriages is just bizarre.
Yeah, Sutton doesn't strike me as the kind of woman that's going to lead with the miscarriage story.
I think it's Kyle's brain is so has been so warped by being on the show that, like, everything, if it's not said on the show, it's not real. Like, I think she herself has drunk the reality Kool-Aid, and she's like, well, you've never discussed it on the show, so it's not real. And Sutton's like, no, bitch, like, it's my personal life, and, like...
Yeah, or if, like, you never brought it up before, then...
It didn't happen. Yeah, it's just... You can just tell when someone's been
on
the show.
It's that mindset. It's the, like, trauma reality show mindset of, like, if something happens and you have an opportunity to make it about you and your trauma and relate it back to that, then if you haven't done that, then you must be lying when it does finally come up.
Yeah, it's just interesting. And so I'm... Yeah. But how quickly the Bravo world turns.
That's kind of the best part about it too at this point. Like, I wish they would stop just, like, firing people left and right and, like, let them marinate in, like, hatred of the stands, because it is, like, now part of it is the stands are part of the universe too.
And they need to fight, and this is what I want true, like, star divas to do is they need to be like celebrities, whoever they are, man, woman, any kind of identity, they need to fight for their way back. If they get swarmed and canceled, they have to earn it, you know? And I love it. I want them to, like you said, marinate in the juice of, like, just the
marinate,
anger.
Talk about it. And I don't necessarily even need an apology, because I was Diana was handling her drama. But it's like, we need to, like, let them do that and just accept that these, like, very vocal stans are going to be like, but you know what? They're never that's here. Bravo, if you're listening, is this thing on? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. No matter how many people post on Reddit, they're never going to stop watching the show.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, listen to them, because they'll never stop watching.
Bravo.
Bravo's like, they're going to stop. It's like they don't know how, like, TV addiction works.
Bravo has, like, a conference call every week with, like, the stand.
Well, now we've done it.
The stand Bravo account.
The stand union leader.
The most unwell people in the fucking world.
The most unwell woman. Probably the most unwell white woman who's, because she goes, I'm leader of the stands. And she's, like, getting on the phone with
Bravo.
Come
on, gays.
Come on, gays. Girls, are you with me? We're taking a stand. We're taking this thing from Facebook and Reddit into the boardroom.
No, they're like, let's go chop off their fucking head. And they're like, whoa, whoa, maybe not that far. Oh, okay. Let's get them fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, you don't have to bow to these people. When you bow to them, it makes the show worse.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Kyle, like, squirm her way out of this.
Yeah. The thing, yeah, it's just, like, shadow work. Like, I think that these types of vocal Bravo people are the shadow side that's now becoming very clear of this whole Bravo universe. But instead of, like, trying to deny the shadow or appease the shadow, you have to embrace the shadow and accept the shadow. And then you become one with it. And that's how you turn it into light.
Someone's been in a lot of therapy.
Honey boy, it's true.
Yeah, I've embraced the shadow.
It's all about embracing the shadow. You can't fight. You can't fight it because it's part of you.
The moonlight deep in your heart, your surrender, your heart. Speaking of Leanne.
Rhymes. Oh, I thought you were saying Locken.
No. Like, that's a good
connection.
Oh,
yeah. That is a connection. Was there one other thing or no?
Not really. I kind of want to... This is a good episode.
This is a great episode.
I'm Curry.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy Unique Podcast. Berkshire's.
I always said Bride's Head.
Berkshire's Revisited.
Berkshire's Revisited.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
May I just say that the Peacock needs to quit it with the ads.
You don't have ad free?
Oh, you can have it ad-free?
Yeah. It costs like $5 extra a month.
Because I'm getting a lot of Intuit abs.
I would literally let someone take a picture of my hole and post it on fucking socials every week if it meant that I never had to watch an ad again.
It's all Intuit.
I'm like, Hulu, what will it take?
Intuit has a monopoly on Peacock.
QuickBooks style?
Yeah. It's all
shout out Intuit.
Shout out Intuit.
You charge a shitload of money to run contract to payroll, but what are we going to do?
It's all paying for these ads.
I know.
And it's all like Instagram influencer ads. Like they're just going in, but I'd like them to stop.
Well, honey, if you want them to stop, you got to pay. Yeah, pay up.
I have to pay to play. I have to pee and pee.
I'm peeing with Hulu day in and day out.
P2P.
Why doesn't Peacock just publish there must be some sort of shit that they haven't worked out, but like they don't publish the Real Housewives episodes on Peacock same day. Like, I just want to watch the Real Housewives without ads live on the same day, yeah, that they drop.
Never.
That
you'll never be able to.
The gods just say no.
No.
That's like my one fucking request right now is like, just give me Bravo content ad free. Don't make me have to like fucking record it or whatever.
Penny. Because Bravo will never let us.
But why can't they just Peacock?
Because they don't want us to have it.
Who's making these laws? They need someone to come in the boardroom and whip them into shape. I go,
like in Charlie's Angels.
You guys have some explaining to do. I'm going to try and get a general. I'm going to get another general Bravo and then just sit down and be like, we need to talk about the ads on Hulu.
Crack your knuckles.
What can you do for me there?
Yeah. But anyway, I just need it to stop. That's just what I
want. What if we, okay, I have an idea. Take it or leave it, people. But like, here's what it is. What if we all said the days that new episodes of Bravo shows air, and we're Hulu, I'm talking Hulu users Hulu right now. What if we said we are not going to watch them on Hulu? Collectively, like, we're not going to. Oh, they'd be like, we don't care because you still pay monthly.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck, Laura.
God damn it. There's no winning.
There's no winning in this game.
There's no winning in this crazy game of poker.
We're being. They all have the royal.
We all lose.
They all have the upper hand.
They have fully the upper hand. Listen, we're podcasting about
it.
We give them like free market. I've been spending years of my life has been just devoted to free marketing tools from you, Bravo, and you still make me see that.
You might have the king or queen, but they always have the ace.
We may have a full house, but they have a straight flush to the jack. Wait, why can't fucking NBCU just shoot us the link? By God, haven't I earned a link?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always see other people being like,
so many podcasters have the link.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sure we
episode
could
drops now.
But they're like, wait till everyone, I've already screened it. I'm like, well, how are you getting?
Yeah, wait. I need to ask some.
No, why? It's like when NeNe leaks. Now, why am I in it? it's me going. Well, why am I not in it?
Yeah, who do I have to fuck around here?
I think we could probably just like.
I think if actually we send an email or two, we could get a link by like the end of the week. That's actually just the key.
We're like, wah.
I'm like, strike it all from the record. We're going for the link. Root for S. Link 2022. Let's start the hashtag trending.
We love Bravo.
Sep gets the link 2022.
Please. And also, could you just invite us on Watch It Happen Live just once?
Please.
We'd be
what happened?
Bartenders.
Were we too snarky for them? Mm. Well, you were in touch.
I'm trying to finesse it. I continue to try. I'll retouch.
Literally, I will do like a Dita Von Teese burlesque dance for the top tier Bravo execs. I will put on little nipple tassels and swing them around. I'll sit in a little champagne glass and go boop. If you just give us the link and let us bartend on Watch What Happens Live,
we would be so fun. And we also genuinely love Andy.
Yeah, so, what's not to love?
You know. We'll figure it out.
We'll make mocktail.
We won't let this episode be.
We're not gonna let them get us.
We're kind of telling on ourselves. We're being losers.
That's right fine. Now. It's fine.
Humiliation. Q3 humiliation begins.
Yeah. You know what? Q3 is about radical transparency and honesty. Q2 humiliation, and now it's full circle. And it's guess what? You may think life is fucking fabulous for the two of us, but we don't have any links.
But I just got health insurance.
Woo!
Anyway, so we start off on the third episode of Ultimate Ghoul Strip.
Ultimate Ghoul Strip.
Jill Zarin comes down to the Dorinda's house manor staff, and she goes, "All right, everyone, I'm gonna make my famous chocolate chip banana bread." And all of them stare at her like, "Okay, is that supposed to mean something to me?"
They're like, "We've already been put through too much cooking."
Jill, I have to say, is. She's not doing a lot for me, but she's not doing nothing for me. Do you know what I mean? She's like...
She's a cozy vibe
at
the end
like
of the day.
Yeah, I'm into her energy on this trip. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot. It's not a little. It's good.
She knows... I think she's been out of the game for so long that she knows just to like keep her damn mouth shut. She says that, I think, later in this episode. It's all about like just being quiet. and observing, and she's doing a great job at that.
Dorinda goes, I love my mornings. Everyone knows that my mornings are my time. It's a time for me to reflect, to meditate, and to think about the day ahead.
She strolls out into the foggy graveyard of Bluestone Manor to sit on a little bench.
She goes, I'm like,
it does look nice.
It does look nice, but I'm like, how hungover are you right now?
Yeah, imagine being so hungover and then having to pretend that this is like
your special time.
Like, you have
to
like act like, I'm sure on a regular day when you're not pounding headache, you do like to go take your coffee at the bench, but I just can't imagine being hungover in Bluestone Manor with also a camera crew there and all these ladies and then in a full itinerary.
I love Eva just proudly smoking a cig, FaceTiming her babies, morning, and she's wearing an Erica Badu sweatshirt. I'm just like, she looks fucking chic.
That fucking sweatshirt.
It's really good.
I searched high and low for it. I could not find
it. It's a really good
sweatshirt. Really, really good.
She's
if anyone
stunning.
Has, speaking of links, link us to the sweatshirt.
Queen Eva.
Brandy comes out to speak with her and she goes, I am so sorry I called your husband a mangina. I didn't mean to upset you.
She's like, and Eva's like, well, I wasn't upset. I was just like, why did you say that?
She's like, confused.
Well, you know, she comes up with this dumb explanation and then Eva's like,
it makes no sense.
Eva's like, okay, I like you, so I'm going to pardon this, but like, watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, just like, don't speak on my husband like that. I get what Brandy was trying to say.
But again, just completely ineloquent and just like...
I would not have been mad about Mangina Gate.
I don't think Eva was even... I think she was just kind of like...
She's like, what are you trying to do here? But I honestly... Like, that's the thing is like Brandy's tone.
It's her tone. Her tone was a little... It came off a little aggressive. And I think Eva's whole thing was like, I'm the nicest person here to you.
I'm the only one that's accepting you.
Yeah, like don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, and just don't. I get like, don't talk about the kids or the husband. Don't talk about the husband.
Taylor is having her tea party that, because everyone has their own activity, and Taylor's is a tea party that she's arranging. And we get a flashback to her harrowing tea party, her $50,000 tea party that she threw for Kennedy's fourth birthday before Russell killed himself.
Her Mad Hatter tea party that was inspired by Johnny Depp and Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, that was a dark revelation.
There was so much, like...
Not Lewis Carroll.
No, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
When you think about it, it actually is like the perfect crystal ball of darkness that it related all the way back to Johnny Depp.
I wonder if Taylor thought that was just an original Johnny Depp movie.
She's like, Tim Burton and Johnny Depp wrote this incredible story about
together
Alice.
Again.
I saw that in theaters. And
I'm
it
sorry.
Was bad. It was real bad.
I saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in theaters. It's a shit.
Dorinda proves in this next moment that she's absolutely fucking insane.
When she's getting her makeup done?
Mm.
Or the Durobics? Or the food gate. Dorinda is hosting, and she's done it before. She has this aerobics thing, which...
It's not funny.
It's not funny. I didn't really remember it, but I remembered that she did it with Bethany and Sonia and Ramona. She, like... It's like a campy...
She, like, 80s. Dresses up. Well, who cares? Like, I don't love it. And everyone's getting ready for it. Tamra puts on an outfit. She's looking fierce.
She looks so hot. Her ass looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. She comes downstairs and is immediately confronted by the tornado about having eaten yogurt and other food items in her bedroom.
Yeah, she comes for Vicky and Tamra and she's like, remember, there are rules on a plaque.
She just comes for Tamra. So she's like... There's a plaque. You didn't see the plaque? We can go get it if you. And she, Tamara's like, no, I'm sorry. I know about the plaque. Like, she goes, no. I'll go get it now. I'll go get it for you so you can see it. And then goes off, gets the plaque, comes back with it, and just keeps going in on her, like unrelenting.
Yeah, just about like, she goes, I don't know if you do it like that. And basically, she's like, you're poor.
Yeah, like you're a disgusting piece of trash, like low class who must eat food like in her bed and all over her house. I don't know how you do it where you're from, but
because
here
in
we don't.
Like this, we don't do that because of mice. And then Vicky's like, Well, then don't put cupcakes in your room. Like, there's food. They left food for all the women.
Baiting them and being like, don't do it. That's a classic, a test.
So then Dorinda storms out, and then Tamara starts crying because I would be rattled. Like,
well, Dorinda screams at her about the food, like just berates her to a point where it's like completely uncomfortable and unwarranted. And it's also like, you're the host. Like, this is not how a hostess acts.
So then she comes back in and Vicky goes, Dorinda, Tamara's crying. And then Dorinda goes,
why are you crying?
You're not really crying, are you? You're not crying. You're not crying. And then she goes, well now I'm going to cry because now I'm crying because you're going to. And like turns it back around. Like Tamara's done something so awful to make her then cry.
And then Tamara just at one point explodes, and which I love, it's like old Tamara coming back. She goes, would you just stop yelling at me? And she storms off, and then Dorinda goes, all right, that's it. You don't have to come to the game, to Dorobex.
That the turnaround of like her Dorinda then crying shook me to my absolute core.
And then Tamara's on the stairwell like screaming at Dorinda, and then Dorinda's going, oh, and like being so mean, and like she's doing like a faux pouty face. Like she's just terrorizing Tamara.
It was really unbecoming.
Yeah. It was unfair, because like this is when you have the house, you have the advantage. Like you can instantly make someone feel.
It's one thing to be like, hey, I know that you guys ate, but can you just like please not eat anything else in the rooms? I'm really worried about mice. And then that's it. And then they say, yeah, for sure. And it also was like Marco came to them and was like, can I get you anything? And they're like, we want breakfast. So he brought them. So it's just a misunderstanding on like multiple fronts. It certainly isn't just Tamara. And also like Vicky did it too, but she's not flipping out at Vicky.
Also, all the housewives are all like, I've been eating in my room. Like everyone's
eating in their room and wearing the shoes. Like that's just what it is. And I think also it's kind of insane to like think that they're not going to, because this is like their vacation or whatever.
I don't like the whole like, well, I don't know how in this house, this is how we do it. And it's like, fuck yourself.
The putting someone on the spot and just like berating them over and over and making them feel so small and stupid is like crazy. But then like I understand getting on your high horse and getting really like intense with someone, but then when you see that it hurts their feelings and they're like
crying,
sad, that's when I would be like, oh my god, like I'm sorry, like I was just like too much or an asshole, and like
no,
I didn't want to make you feel bad. And then to triple down on that and accuse them of not really crying, and then you start crying.
Yeah. So then Dorinda just completely, and then Brandy, of course, is like, I get it. She's like, it's your house. I get it. So then Dorinda goes outside. She's like, everyone can come join me outside for Dorobix. And she's like, they're going to be missing out, and that's fine.
Dorobix is embarrassing.
I wrote Dorobix are a flop.
They're a total flop. People come like piecemeal to like join in, and I was like, I'd rather be in the bedroom with Tamara and Vicky whooping it up.
Brandy also pretends that she doesn't work out, and I was like, Brandy,
she might not, she just might booze only and not eat really.
Yeah,
Tamara and Vicky are doing straight up comedy in the bed. They have a comedy act now.
Tamara's peeking out the window, and Vicky's just like,
what are they doing? What are they doing now?
What are they doing now?
She goes, we better clean up in here. We don't want her to see. She goes, there's cupcakes on the bed. Get them out. We gotta get them out. She goes, oh. Tamara goes, Vicky, there's makeup on the pillows. She goes, oh no. Oh no, no, no. Oh no. And they're running around, and they run out in the hallway, and Vicky goes, no, there's a leaf on the floor. There's a leaf. This is my favorite level of trolling, is when someone gets too intense and then you start pointing out like all the tiny things is like some of the best.
Yeah. And it's like, and Vicky's trying to cheer Tamara up, I think. So she's just like she's going full Vicky mode. And I just love it.
Especially after you've been like harrowed by someone, the best medicine is just like troll, making fun of it and laughter. And Vicky is killing it in this moment.
And Dorinda goes, isn't it so sad that some people just can't, they can't just own up to what they did and be a team player and come out for Dorobix? I was like, you just terrorized
You just verbally abused your a woman. Guest. Yeah.
And then when they start coming in, you see Tamara and Vicky run back up the stairs and run inside and close the door.
Vicky gets Marco and she goes, "This is all your fault. You better take away the evidence. You gotta take it all away. We don't want her to yell at us again."
Yeah, they go, "We took one for you, Marco."
I love. There's a leaf.
There's a leaf.
There's one leaf on the floor.
They all get ready for the tea party.
And they're going to like an estate.
Yeah, Taylor through Dorinda arranged a tea party at an estate that was built by the same person who built Bluestone.
It looks really pretty.
It was amazing. But it looked really hot.
Too hot.
There was no real shade.
No shade, and the sun is blaring down.
And this is where Taylor admits that it was Kennedy's tea party was inspired by Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
And I was like, that didn't age well.
No. I love, though, Bravo being like, we're leaving that in now. Fucking shady ass bitches.
It's a kind of a hellish tea party.
It's really hot. Looks humid. And then everyone decides that they're going to come for Vicky and Tamara. Which I thought was unwarranted.
Okay, this is when I know things. Like, I'm one of my favorite people on the show is Vicky, which is like,
she's everything.
And when people were coming for her, I was like, don't come for my anti-vax
QAnon
queen.
You're coming for her because you wish you could be her. Dorinda's Blue Jasmine at this tea party. She truly is like unwell.
Tamara is like kind of uncomfortable and not really saying anything. And then Jill at one point is like, can we just make it right? Or Phaedra is like, what's going on? Like, did you guys have some kind of issue today? And then Tamara's like, well, I think Dorinda had an issue with me earlier. And then Dorinda goes, oh, it's not that big of a deal. With like cucumber in her mouth.
Like, just have the conversation. You don't have to diminish someone or make them, like, her committing to make this person feel bad or try and like downplay it is psychotic. And no one says to Dorinda, like, does anyone ever in the history of Housewives tell Dorinda, like, that she's being a fucking bitch?
Bethany.
She's the only one.
Basically.
Bethany, did Dorinda hear it?
Kind of. They were on a private plane coming back from Puerto Rico because Bethany took Dorinda to do her, like, charity work. Mm-hmm. And Bethany was like, I think you're an alcoholic. And you turned and you're being really mean. And she's like, I think you have a good heart deep down. But it really scares me when you got... She's like, I love you, but you scare me. And Dorinda started crying and was like, yeah, I know.
And then she just kept doing it. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Eva's hat, this is where I draw the line.
Her hat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Eva says, basically, it's all Vicky's fault. The only person who's had an issue with everyone is you.
Well, Vicky was dying. Vicky was on death's door.
Vicky has, she's turned around. She was being deeply annoying for the first few days.
And guess what? Vicky had long COVID. She literally was like, had one foot across to the other side, and Steve and her literally broke up. Like,
I know.
And so, like, you've got to give Vicky a pass. She's funny now. She bounced back and she's gonna whoop it up. So it's
she got the shot in her ass, her arse, and it really perked her up.
Nurse Monica took Vicky down to the Great Barrington Urgent Care, where they slapped her a couple of times across the face and shot her ass up with steroids, and now she's back and better than ever.
So then Jill's like, I think you guys should all hug it out. And then Dorinda goes, why don't you give her a hug? I was like,
oh my God.
But then they end up all kind of making up. Tamara and Dorinda and Vicky all begrudgingly hug each other.
Jill at one point is eating and she's like, I've just been quietly like eating. She's like, while you guys fight, I'm just eating. And then Phaedra turns to her. She goes, you are so hungry. I love it. Die.
Oh my God.
That's literally like what someone would say to me at a lunch. I'm not concerned with like the drama.
I would
just
leave
there
if someone
to
said
eat.
That to me. I'd be like, I think you should
You'd
leave
go full
to myself.
You'd go Tamara meltdown.
I would.
I'd be like, you're right. I'm fucking starving.
I'd Blair Witch style when they're running out of the tent. That'd be me running away from the table through the restaurant.
You get like Blair Witch 3 where you're just sucked up into the air.
The worst movie ever.
Yeah, terrible movie.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fucking Dorinda goes, I want to do something crazy, so I'm gonna have a prohibition party.
I was like, if there's anything that these fucking people, we need a moratorium on any party from the 30s or 20s. Like, it needs to end.
I go, wow, really crazy and kooky.
Yeah. Like,
what will you think of next?
Do a Spanish flu party before you do a prohibition party.
Anything other than like flapper era.
Oh God.
Like, just enough.
Straight people.
When will it be enough?
Straight people love, they love prohibition. They love Gatsby. Gatsby is like, wow, for them.
Like the flappers.
It needs to stop.
It needs to stop.
So everyone goes back and they all take a nap, which it looked really nice.
I love an afternoon nap at a big, like big house.
Pedro literally is like sitting up and she goes like this. I'm like, that's me. I have like my afternoon nap.
I love it. Afternoon. Dorinda goes, I don't know. There's just something about Bluestone Manor where you just want to go to sleep at 4 p.m. I'm like, yeah, it's called a day drinking.
Although even though I'm fearing her, I would want to take a nap with Dorinda.
Yeah, I want to nap. That's the only time she's not scary is if she's in her bed.
Yeah.
Napping, asleep.
I poke my head in and I go,
can I lay with you? What are you watching?
Come on, yeah, I'm watching People's Court.
I'd be like, ooh, yeah. Jill and Taylor have a little chat.
This was actually really interesting. So they go out by the pool. Jill looks incredible.
Yeah.
Taylor is like genuinely curious about Jill and Dorinda's friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And well, first Taylor's like, you know, Dorinda really opened up about Richard on the way back from the party and she was crying and that, you know, she puts on such a front of like strong, but I think she's just very wounded. And, you know, these are all women that have lost their husbands.
SOs, yeah.
And Jill is kind of like, I feel that she's gotten angrier. She's gotten older since I've known her, which I think is appropriate and apt. And then Jill sort of, I was fascinated by this. So she said that she was like, Dorinda and I were never really that close. When she married Richard, she was like, it was a very prestigious role to be Mrs. Medley. She was like kind of a queen in New York society.
And she loved it.
She loved it and reveled in it. And she never really had time for Jill. And then when Richard got sick, Jill reached out to her and they started kind of connecting a little. And then Dorinda has just been very wishy-washy with Jill over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And has never really given her the time of day.
And Jill feels like she's been a really good friend to her and like tried to include her and like reached out after her husband passed and like invited her to things.
And then when Bobby died, she thought maybe it would like
connect them.
Yeah, as like widows. And Dorinda was just like wanted nothing to do with Jill.
I kind of understand like not wanting to be in a place of like reminded of your own trauma from someone else's, but it's not doing her any favors. I mean, Dorinda is like getting angrier and angrier, and it seems like living in a place of like denial of her true pain.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, like, I'm sure it's not easy to be friends with Jill Zarin, but I think it shows, and you see it a little, like when you see them, like later in the episode, you see it, but like, Dorinda's kind of mean to Jill.
Yeah.
She kind of shits on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she thinks she's like higher up in the, she probably is.
In the Bravoverse and like in society and status. Yeah. Yeah, their history is fascinating.
She says, Jill says it takes a user to think I'm a user. I was like, damn.
True. Shots fired. all the ladies get ready for their prohibition night, and they get led down the outdoor stairs one by one. And I literally thought the person leading them down the stairs was Che Diaz. It did. Exactly. I would go, Che?
They looked exactly like...
the comedy royalty themselves.
Yeah.
Che Diaz.
Wow.
I literally just assumed, I was like, oh, it's Che Diaz.
Che Diaz has crossed into... Che Diaz took a break from their comedy concert touring and headed on over to Great Barrington, where they moonlight as a bouncer at a... a manor.
They moonlight as just like a staff, like a silent staff at Bluestone Manor.
Vicky's basically Vicky's sinking into the earth.
The earth is trying once again to swallow Vicky and drag her right down to hell.
And it's, I love when the women, like, they're like, I'm gonna wear pants. It's like, hell yeah, you do that.
These moments, while I do hate a prohibition or a flapper theme, I do love a moment for a woman or a girl to channel her craziest, like the craziest thing she's ever done.
It's like when Gaga used to dress up like a man. Remember that?
Joe
Calderon.
That was radical. We've all like really moved on from that, and I don't feel like people gave Joe Calderon the, like, people really just didn't focus on that.
We weren't ready.
No one was ready for Joe.
Tamara also,
I remember Joe very clearly.
Yeah, Joe really tried.
Did Joe sing the something yeah. about this place?
Joe made an appearance at like the MTV Movie Awards or something, and everyone was kind of just like, who is that?
She like literally was only appearing as Joe for a while.
But everyone was, the first time Joe was revealed, I feel like the response was very tepid.
It was mid.
Because everyone was kind of like,
just like, what?
Who is that?
She was groundbreaking for that. She was ahead of her time for the Joe of it all.
Tamara looked like Gaga when Gaga sings New York, New York. She kind of, because they have like, they have similar facelifts.
Mm-hmm.
She just channeled Gaga in this moment for me.
Wait, I'm still stuck on a Joe Calderon.
Joe, they're like, here to present.
You and I.
It was like, here to present blah, blah, blah. Welcome, New York's favorite, Joe Calderon. And then everyone was like,
woo. Everyone was like, I don't get it.
Oh, it's like,
we need a picture of Joe Calderon right now.
Holy shint.
Holy shint.
I was like, Gaga, you are wild.
That was wild of her.
It was so weird.
Joe Calderon, musical artist.
It was like Joe Calderon for V Magazine.
Gaga looks like the kid from Hereditary.
Alex Wolff.
She was in a place of Alex Wolff when Alex Wolff was like,
look at that,
prepubescent.
It was like Inez and, what is it, Inez and Vidu?
Yeah, and like Eddie Slimane. Whoa. I'd let Joe Calderon hit worth the yeast infection.
Yeah. That was just, it was so weird. Good for her.
She does it again.
A drag
again
king.
Again and again. Drag king. We all need to enter our like Joe Calderon era.
I might be in it.
Interesting. Say more.
No. I won't elaborate.
Fair enough.
So they all assemble outside and they're going to do a bourbon testing because Dorinda has a line of Bluestone bourbon, which...
The last thing I ever want to do is like a whiskey tasting.
Well, I didn't realize what's even more excruciating than wine culture is...
Bourbon culture.
Liquor culture.
Liquor culture is an excuse to be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Even more so than wine culture. Because the having to get over the initial like ethyl alcohol taste.
But the best part is in this is that Vicky is on antibiotics and just slinging them back and gets wasted. And I needed this.
I love Vicky. She's like three cocktails deep and she goes, do we have to raise our hands for another cocktail or what? Go get it ourselves.
And she goes, oh! She takes a shot and she goes, oh! Well, we're going to be whooping it up tonight.
Whoop! She's like, woo! Every time they shoot to Vicky, she goes, woo!
And Eva looks joyous that she's witnessing
the whooper.
The whooper of whoops. So they all do like a test. They all taste.
Put the thing in the bunghole.
He's like, it's bunghole.
Bunghole. We find out that's where that came from.
He's like, this has been sitting here for, it's been aging over 5 years. I was like, damn.
Okay.
I missed a lot in the last 5 years.
Oh, to just be some bourbon in a barrel for years and years.
Not just going into a hyper.
To be an aged bourbon, mm-hmm. getting to miss all the hoopla.
And they all just get hammered. And then Vicky, at one point, she goes, I don't want to work this hard anymore. I just want light and love and peace.
I'm obsessed with going from like whooping it up high energy to just crying.
I just love that. She turns. She goes, I don't want to work hard anymore.
I can't work like this. Vicky goes, I want to be incredible. And I want to leave this place and have you all say she was incredible. And I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
That's all everyone wants.
Mm-hmm.
She's honest.
That's true.
But they all seem genuinely like they're having fun together tonight.
They're enjoying it. I mean, it's sad that they have to be brown out to enjoy each other's yeah. company, but such is life. Some people you do just have to be drunk around, and that's the only way to handle them.
And then Drew goes, I got another surprise for you all. Dun, 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 dun.
And lo and behold, Lulu Deville.
Dita Von Teese's little sis.
I'm sure she's in that like burlesque group of women that all perform, which is actually incredible if you ever have a chance to go see it. Because Lulu is slaying.
Lulu slayed.
She came tassels. To throw her tassels into the mix.
The women, it just they ignite when she comes down. Woo! Vicky goes, woo! They all just go, woo! And Lulu just is like this siren of like,
just hot, doing burlesque nipple tassels, a little corset action, a little bend over, a little hoomie. And then
everyone starts Betty booping it.
All the girls go straight to a place of boop and they all start taking off their clothes.
Yeah, Tamara.
Tamara just pulls her pants down.
She makes this face. And she pulls down her like, we can see her like bikini line.
Her like thong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's just like kind of doing like squats in front of people.
Yeah.
And then Dorinda, she gets crazy. She unwraps her wrap dress and just starts flashing people.
I went, woo!
And you know everyone's in a good place because it literally is just a cacophony of like, woo!
And then Marco takes his shirt off.
Marco starts dancing and shimmying. Body. Yeah. Well, then Brandy's like, now I'm going to get you and like assaults him essentially. She like rips his shirt off. And I was like, I don't think he likes this.
No, but he, you know.
He plays ball and he is hot. Yeah. Someone started dancing really close with him. Who was it?
Taylor? Oh, Taylor.
It was Taylor.
There
was a moment where Ms. Armstrong started freaking Marco.
She was possessed by Bluestone Bourbon and she got right in.
She started, it was like in, remember dances where it would be like the thing to do or like the crazy dance that a girl and a guy would do is like he puts one leg out and then you kind of straddle it and then you're doing like that. You don't remember that?
I mean, there was grinding.
Yeah, like grinding. But it would be like,
it was mostly, our dances
were
mostly, it was
like a 90s grind.
Oh, it was mostly like, well, remember, I'm a little younger than you.
Yeah, that's.
I'm kidding.
No comment.
But it was mostly just like groups standing around. And then when slow dances would happen, two people would slow dance and a group of kids would circle them and watch.
Lord of the Flies.
And then at my all-boys school, we had mixers, and they were raucous.
Really? Well, like a co-ed mixer?
Only the boys from our school could go, but any girl from around the area could come, and it was like 3,000 girls, and it was disgusting.
They did like a cattle call.
Oh, it was like, people were like fingering on the dance floor. It was like, and then the people would come in and try to like leave room for the Holy Ghost kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but it was a mess.
Damn.
I didn't get in there. No, I remember like looking around and just being like, it was, the walls were sweating. It was like,
ew.
But a lot of shit went down at those mixers.
Yeah, horny teens.
Yeah.
The fingering on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. Everyone's fucking lit.
They go back inside.
Dorinda and like Jill. There's a faction of ladies that want to have like time to visit and just like chat about more real things. And then there's Brandy and Tamara who want to fucking party.
Well, at one point, Dorinda goes, we need to invite some men later.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa, the Dornado.
Like Dornado F5.
All it takes is like a little brown liquor to open that.
Taylor and Brandy are running around with Lulu.
Yeah, Tamara. I love that Lulu Deville not mic'd, and she's just like the silent partner in their whoop.
Tamara and Brandy are like, Tamara is wasted.
Yeah, Tamara's shit tank. She's been through enough.
She's screaming. They're like trying to have fun. They want to like...
They're flashing. Tamara flashes the whole crew at some point. And she goes, whoa, I thought that I had my nipple covers on. What?
And then, of course, things take a dark turn.
Yeah.
Jill and Dorinda start fighting.
Well, someone is asking Jill, wasn't someone asking like how they knew each other before Brandy came down and they were talking about like their history or something. And then Brandy comes in her weird pajamas and like starts jumping on the couch and being like, I'm at a party. And they were like, get the fuck out of here, Brandy. Yeah. And she's like, I'm a friend Lulu. And then like runs out.
Yeah.
And then
they all end up in that weird like storage room.
Yeah. And Jill starts. Dorinda, Eva's like, I have to go to bed. I have my radio show tomorrow from like 5 to 10 a.m. Yeah. I was like, damn, that is not the job that I would want. But like, go off, queen, you're in broadcast media. And like, she's like, so I have to go to bed. And Jill goes, ah, a radio show? Can I come and sit on the bed? Can I come watch it? Can I come sit? Can I be in it? And Eva's like, no. And she goes, well, can I sit on the bed and watch you? And Dorinda goes, don't say it. Don't say that, Jill. Don't say that.
She goes, don't do that.
Don't say you want to watch it.
She goes, don't invite yourself on.
And Eva's like, no, I got to go, but it's fine. Like, yeah, Eva's like, it's not a big deal.
But Dorinda's like, that's so rude.
Don't do that.
She goes, Miranda, that's so rude.
She goes full steam.
She goes, don't say that. And then Jill starts like crying.
Yeah. Dorinda makes Jill feel like a fucking idiot for just asking if she can being like a curious mom.
Yeah. And then
so Dorinda goes in on her, then Jill starts crying.
They run upstairs. Jill runs upstairs. They all sit on this bench in that like weird storage where there's like
in the junk room.
Yeah. And then Eva comes in at one point and they're all in there sitting on one bench. And then Dorinda comes in. She goes, you gotta move over. I got more to say to this one. You can't just invite people on. You're just self-promoting.
She says something. Some people talk and then Dorinda just goes, well, that's poorly.
Poorly?
She goes, that's poorly.
Poorly.
Which makes poorly. No sense.
My restaurant's called Poorly.
That's poorly.
And then Jill starts crying. She's like, you are so mean to me. You, like, never, you always, like, have such bad faith in me. And, like, you always shoot me down. And Dorinda's like, ah! She's actually being called out on something honest.
Mm-hmm. So then she's going to start crying again.
Yeah. And everyone's just kind of watching like, what?
Or did she chase Jill like down the hallway or something?
She barges into that room that they're all in. And like,
she's so creepy when she does that.
Yeah. But Jill, I get it. Jill's like an annoying mom.
Yeah.
Who's like, I want to come on your podcast. Like she was just being like.
She's just being Jill. All you say is no. And then like you don't let her. It's really neither here nor there.
But
Dorinda just takes on too much of whatever.
Yeah. And Brandy did make a good point. She's like, I feel like Tamara, Vicky, and Dorinda are all still so fresh from being fired that they're like extremely sensitive about like anything media. That she's like, I've been away from it for so long that I don't like care as much anymore.
Like care about how they're portrayed or who comes for them or no, just like care just, about they're getting like, in on the drama.
And, or just like, yeah, they're all in like housewives mode and like keeping track of everyone like who's getting attention and like they're all just, it's still like currency to them because they're not, yeah. They're still really fresh.
What an intense mindset to be in.
I know.
At all times. I'm sure it does break your brain after a while.
Definitely.
Especially if you're like, what's wild about Vicky to me is that she started when she was 42 and now she's 59.
Yeah.
That's such a huge, that's like Q3 of life.
It is. It's like her whole middle age was spent.
That's kind of a cool way to spend your middle age, honestly.
Yeah. But it's
like a great like twist of doing something neat in your 40s.
Yeah, it's a real detour, but it's I think Jill, it's sort of like kicking a puppy.
Yeah, like, Jill's harmless. She's not coming back on the show. She's been off for forever.
She's annoying, and she's, like, she's done, you know, she's, like, an annoying person, but Dorinda going after her is kicking, punching down, I think.
Dorinda going after anyone is punching down.
I know, but she specifically has it out for Jill. I think she almost feels jealous that Jill was...
I think she's probably jealous and threatened that Jill... Because Jill's the only other Roni person on this thing, right?
No, but I think maybe... Well, I think Jill's happy. She's with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you don't... Obviously, you don't need that. But I think Dorinda does want companionship. And I think she's jealous that Jill has had a better turnaround from Bobby's death than she's had with from Richard. And I also think Dorinda...
Why did Dorinda stay with that sweaty dry cleaner guy for so long?
I think they were like Coke buddies.
I mean, I get it. He was like, what? Italian-American? Like a big beefy...
Armenian. But...
Well, he's like dark...
He was fun.
Dark, handsome, and sweaty.
Yeah, he was like probably just like a fun party bud. But yeah. Like, it just... I think she feels like she's really like... I think Dorinda is a scorekeeper, and she... Jill represents, like, she's an OG Roni.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she's been off, she still has that over Dorinda.
And the goodwill of, like, the OG. Of being an OG.
But just, like, the history of, like, she was part of the original.
Yeah.
And I think that just probably flips Dorinda out. Because she's not. I don't know.
These ladies.
Well, we've got a few more days, thank God, at Berkshire's.
How many episodes is it total?
Eight?
Okay. I love that. Halfway through.
Stay true.
Stay fucking true.
Next week, we will be on vacation.
We will be on vacay, but there still will be content coming out. Don't you know it? We're going to figure it out, though, and we'll let you know.
Let us know.
Let us know, but also we'll let you know we drop the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode later this week.
Ciao.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.